And welcome to Taylor Report, CIT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. Today we're going to be speaking with Jeff Halper, who is visiting us from Israel. And Jeff will be speaking in Toronto on Wednesday, January 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Bloor Street United Church, and that's 300 Bloor Street West at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 21st, and on Thursday, January 22nd, he's going to be speaking at Betzatun, 612 Markham at 7 p.m., and that's Jeff Halper. He is the director of Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, and he has a lot of topics he is talking about, and we had an interview with him, and that is coming up right now. And following that, or I should say, following that, we will be talking about what has happened in France and also the issue of international justice with lawyer Tiffen Dixon. But right now, we're going to talk to Jeff Halper. Well, Jeff Halper, you've just arrived in Canada. You're going to be here for a three-week tour. What's the main item that you think the people of Canada need to hear? You live in Israel. You are the director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. What's the main thing that has brought you to Canada?
Well, I'm here as an Israeli peace and human rights activist. Mm-hmm. With the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions that resists Israel's policy of demolishing Palestinian homes. About 48,000 homes have been demolished since the occupation began in 1967. I mean, in that capacity, we're working very hard to end the Israeli occupation and to achieve a just peace between Israelis and Palestinians. And that's proven very difficult because Israel is in the process of really taking control of the entire country. And we believe the two-state solution, which is what Canada and the international community have always supported, is gone under the Israeli settlement. So my message really is that this is an urgent global conflict that has to be resolved for the sake of everybody. John Kerry said last month in the New York Times that we're not going to be able to resolve the wider Middle Eastern issues of ISIS and Iran and Syria and Hezbollah and all the entire disruption that creates in the international system without resolving the Israel-Palestine conflict. That's the aggravating factor in everything. Mm-hmm. And to the degree that this unstable Middle East is affecting the entire world, including Canada, in terms of energy, in terms of geopolitics, alienation of the West from the Muslim world, concerns of security, and so on, mm-hmm. My message is that this is not only a localized spat between Israelis and Palestinians, but this is really a conflict that affects the entire international system. And Canadians also are affected by it. Here yesterday, your foreign minister was in Ramallah and had eggs and shoes thrown at him. So, it's not a faraway conflict. It's right here in your backyard.
Exactly. We were wondering, actually.
And so my message is that we have to resolve this urgently.
Yeah. Well, by the way, you will be addressing this matter. I mean, you mentioned John Kerry and, of course, mm-hmm. Foreign Minister of Canada. These are ministers, as far as we can see here, have not really tried very hard to improve this situation or push it toward a resolution. You're addressing that.
Canada. Yeah. I mean, Canada today is so ridiculously pro-Israel that it's really neutralized itself as a useful actor. That's not true of the United States completely. Mm-hmm. It is true that Congress really controls the administration's policy. And Congress is pro-Israel wall-to-wall as the Canadian government is. So from that point of view, it's true the United States has not been able to really play a very important role. Nevertheless, Kerry really did try over the last year to achieve a two-state solution. You know, on one of his visits, he came with 130 advisors. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do with 130 advisors, but they pulled out all the stops, and they hit the brick wall of Israel. And that's what has to be made clear. Israel is preventing the resolution of this conflict because it wants the entire country and denies that the Palestinians even exist as a people. And so, you know, even as an Israeli, my message is that there isn't a both sides, there isn't a symmetry here, that Israel's responsible, that it's really messing up the whole international system, and so in a way we have to get tough on Israel in order to resolve the conflict.
Yeah. Let me just remind our listeners, we're speaking to Jeff Halper. He is the director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolition, and on Wednesday the 21st at 7:30 at 300 Blur Street West, the Blur Street United Church, Jeff will be speaking on the war in Gaza, its meaning, and where it is headed. I'd like a taste of that. How has this Gaza, these Gaza attacks of the last summer affected this crisis?
Well, in fact, you know, Gaza, which is a tiny little place, Gaza is 35 miles long and a couple miles wide, with 1.5 million people, more than 1.5 million people, you know, being attacked by one of the most powerful armies in the world, not just once, but since 2008, it's been attacked three times, this little tiny place, by the Israeli army. And so, in a sense, Gaza is kind of epitomizes the conflict, and that is that rather than trying to get into a political solution with the Palestinians, Israel is trying to beat them. It believes that militarily it can defeat the Palestinians and in that way somehow quietize the situation where Israel wins. Mm-hmm. And I think the message of the last three attacks is that Israel, despite its power, has not been able to do that. And that, in fact, the military is not the way to go. That we have to sit down and talk, even to Hamas, and we have to sit down and talk in order to resolve the conflict in a just way. I think that's the message of the futility of trying to bring the Palestinians to their knees in any kind of a military fashion.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's Jeff Halper. He is the director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. And on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Beth Zetoun, 612 Markham, you're going to be talking on global pacification, the global pacification system, Israel and Canada, and that should interest Canadians particularly because we have a government that seems to be very interested in now in going abroad with the United States and others, and we're hearing about this expression global pacification. Can you elaborate on what that concept is?
Well, and that's where Canada is very involved. You know, my idea is that you know, Israel isn't using all these super sophisticated weapons it has on the Palestinians just for security reasons. The Palestinians, especially in Gaza, but all over, do not really constitute an existential threat to Israel. There are little people with a couple primitive rockets, maybe, but there's no real military reason that would call for such a massive attack. And the only reason I can give for that kind of response or attack is that, in a sense, the occupied territories are a laboratory for the testing and development of new weapon systems. And if that's the case, the Palestinians in Gaza are basically guinea pigs with all kinds of new weapons that can be tried out on them in these attacks. Those weapons and those tactics come right into Canada. You're the end users, not the people of Gaza. So that, you know, for example, I don't know if Canadians are aware of this, but your Minister Stockwell Day a few years ago signed what's called the Canada-Israel Public Safety Agreement that brings Israel not only into your military, brings Israel into the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for training with the weapons, and we see what happened in Ferguson when the police are militarized. It brings Israel into your prison system. It brings Israel into your border control system, into your immigration. Israel is taking the tactics and weaponry that it's developed in Gaza and the West Bank and the Palestinians and it's applying them to the end users, which are you here in Canada. There's no better example of a direct impact of the conflict in faraway Palestine on local Canadian life. Your police, your military, your prisons, your borders are all, in a sense, being Israelized. And I think that that's something that I certainly want to emphasize while I'm here.
Yes.
That Canada has made itself an integral part of this conflict.
Yeah, and again, on that, you also have, there's another couple of concepts I'd like you to elaborate on. In terms of the crisis experiencing now, for example, in the West Bank, you use the term warehousing of Palestinians. Could you speak to that?
Well, in our view, we always talk now about the fact that Israel has established an apartheid regime mm-hmm. over the Palestinians, where in fact there's only one country today. Israel rules the entire country between the Mediterranean and the Jordan River. There's only one army, one government, one currency, and it's an apartheid situation where Israel has created a Bantustan of Palestinians. Mm-hmm. But apartheid isn't the worst situation, actually. We kind of think of it that way. But there's a worse situation that's called warehousing. It's a concept that comes out of the prison system, where prisoners are simply warehoused. They're out of sight, out of mind. They're wards of the state. They're stuck somewhere. Nobody cares about them. And if they revolt, or if they have we use non-political language, if there's a riot in the prison authorities have all the rights to put it down. Mm-hmm. And that's what the system that Israel's creating for the Palestinians. It sees them not as a people that it's in conflict with, that have claims and rights, but it sees them as inmates. Mm-hmm. And it's constructing a prison in order to warehouse or imprison permanently the Palestinians without any solution whatsoever. So that's a very serious thing, a whole people mm-hmm. being imprisoned, which is a tremendous challenge to international law and our concepts of human rights. But again, it creates a model of imprisonment and warehousing that can be brought into countries like Canada when you want to warehouse immigrants, you want to better warehouse prisoners. I mean, Israel, again, is involved in your prison system. Mm-hmm. So these are very draconian kinds of models of control that Israel, in fact, is exporting. Mm-hmm. And Canada has completely, almost more than any other country, opened itself up to the importation of concepts like warehousing.
Yeah, and the matrix of control. These are people interested in very sophisticated jail systems and state intrusion. It seems like we're finding this around the world. I notice people talking about the United States, France, Britain. They're all very interested in, I guess, to use your expression, a matrix of control.
That's right. And so what Israel's done is it's taken these technologies of control that it develops from the Palestinians. For example, Israel is very involved in airport security here in Canada. Mm-hmm. I suppose the Toronto airport and other airports where you have biometrics and you have all kinds of surveillance techniques. Now we have biometric cards to get us in and out of airports quickly, but contain a lot of our data. A lot of these systems are developed in Israel, surveillance systems, where you have millions of Palestinians crossing over 600 checkpoints every day that are scattered throughout the West Bank. So that again, you've got these millions of guinea pigs that allow Israeli companies using these checkpoints to perfect their surveillance technologies that are then exported.
Mm-hmm.
Israeli companies on the NASDAQ stock exchange, they bring billions of dollars with airport security, security of government buildings, of financial centers, and so on. And all that is coming very strongly into Canada. So the matrix of control, as I call it, this whole control system where you Palestinians, it's true, can walk around, kind of, but they're always being surveyed. They're always being controlled and monitored.
It's sort of an ankle bracelet
system. And the police can come in on them anytime. Mm-hmm. Is a system that I think, again, Canada is beginning to import from Israel, and I don't think Canadians are aware of it. And that's why using the exposing what Israel's doing on the Palestinians will help raise awareness of what, in a sense, it's doing to Canada as well.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right about that. We're speaking to Jeff Halper. He is the director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. He's going to be in Toronto on Wednesday the 21st at the 300 Bloor Street West, the Bloor Street United Church, and that's at 7:30. And also on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Betz at 2612 Markham. Jeff, you, of course, people need to know about your work. Part of this is fundraising. You're not supported by either the Canadian or U.S. governments. This is actually a committee that yourself and others in Israel have put together. Can you talk about that and how important the fundraising is?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to paraphrase that old bumper sticker? Wouldn't it be nice if the Canadian government supported our work and the Israeli military industry had to go around and fundraise? I mean, that would be...
Well, that'd be peace in our time.
Exactly. So it's true. You know, we're a political organization that's working very hard to end the occupation. And so we don't get support from governments. We're not a humanitarian organization. We don't get support from the UN or the EU and so on. So most of our support comes either from churches. I have to say the Mennonite Church of Canada has been very, very supportive all these years of our work, plus other Canadian churches, the Quakers and others. But at the same time, you know, I'm trying to go out and integrate my kind of public education, trying to explain what's happening in Israel-Palestine and why it's so important for Canadians to know about it, with then to be like a resource person and say to them, but we need your support, and to try to raise money from the grassroots. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is most appropriate. Instead of writing some proposal to some foundation, I would rather have people support us because that gives them a stake. It makes them feel that they're a part of the solution and they're involved. And so fundraising, yeah. You know, and we're a poor, struggling organization. It's not easy for left organizations to survive much in this world. We've been going for 18 years, which is pretty good for a small organization.
And you've kept this burning issue, which people tend to forget about. Actually, a couple of years ago, maybe it's propaganda, but I actually thought that they stopped the demolition of houses as punishment. But I'm seeing pictures in the past couple of weeks. It goes on, doesn't it?
No, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
All kinds of demolitions, punitive demolitions, because Israel won't allow Palestinians to have building permits, even to build homes for the last half century. Demolitions and military invasions. You know, in this last invasion of Gaza this summer that we've mentioned, Israel demolished 18,000 Palestinian homes that haven't been rebuilt. I mean, if you look out, we had snow in Jerusalem last week. I mean, it's not snowy in Gaza, but it's very bitterly cold. It's not the nice, the balmy desert that people think it is. It can be very cold in Gaza. And here you've got 18,000 houses and probably 40,000 more houses severely damaged that haven't been repaired, you know, for the last 6-7 months, and people are living basically outside. And, of course, there's a whole blockade on Gaza. Israel doesn't allow food to come in. Building materials, medicines, medical supplies, and Gaza is really, in a sense, the epitome of what this conflict, the cruelty of this conflict, that I'm trying to also bring out, the urgency to bring out to the public.
Well, that picture certainly is an urgent situation. Jeff Halper, director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, coming to Toronto on Wednesday at 7:30 and Thursday at 7 p.m. The first one is at Bloor Street United Church, the second at Betz Atun. We really look forward to seeing you, and thank you for coming to Canada.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me on. I look forward to seeing you all.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. And that was Jeff Halper. And I'll just tell you again, Wednesday, the 21st, 7:30 p.m., 300 Bloor Street West. That's at Bloor Street United Church. Title of the talk is The War in Gaza, the meaning, its meaning, and where is are we headed. And at on Thursday at 7 p.m., he will be at Beth Satoon, and that's at 612 Markham, and the title of that talk is Global Pacification System, Israel and Canada. Again, it's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM.